America.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for this week's entertainment report. Here is Christina Stoffo.
All right, Ed, we're going to talk about all happy things this week. And you know I'm a big fan of Starbucks, so this story was a must. By now, we all know who Ariana Grande is. And of course, if you've ever ordered from Starbucks, you know it's not small, medium, and large. It's tall, grande, and venti. Well, a reporter from BuzzFeed thought it would be cool to walk into Starbucks and order an Ariana Grande. You know, the barista didn't even hesitate and just started making what she thought would be the perfect Ariana beverage. The concoction included a cotton candy frappuccino base, mocha syrup, mocha chips, whipped cream, and a caramel drizzle. The reporter described it as a disco techno circus party in her mouth. Not too long after Taylor Swift released her hit single, Welcome to New York, she announced that she would be donating all proceeds from that song to the New York City public school system, and she's stayed true to her word. She has already donated $50,000, and what's very awesome about this and her is that it's not a one-time donation. Swift said that as more money comes in from the sale of the single, she will continue to donate more money. Swift moved to New York City about a year ago, and it's pretty obvious that she has a serious love for NYC. And why do I love Lady Gaga?
I don't know.
Well, besides the fact that she's actually talented, has an amazing voice, can play the piano, can dance, can sing while playing the piano, she can also pull off showing up to an awards ceremony wearing a full-blown meat dress. And then totally pull off a beautiful, elegant gown and sing a medley from The Sound of Music. And totally nail it, by the way. People were really surprised her voice was so tremendous at the Oscars, since I think most people just don't understand her artistic expression. Now, real quick, Ed, before we go, a photo has been released of Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
Ladies, Google it.
With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Or you could just Google a picture of me. Really? Hello? Is this thing on? Christina, as always, will be back next week. Okay, it's time to buy a new mattress. What do? Well, you get into the car and you go maybe to a department store where they have these special bedding stores. And when you get there, you want to lay on all these ones. You don't think about the other people who were trying them out. You don't need those thoughts in your mind right now because you need to find the perfect mattress. You need support because you're going to sleep on this thing and do other things for the next 10 years at least. Think of all the dead skin cells that will collect in this thing. It will become an integral part of your life. So you try all these ones out and you finally find the perfect one. So you buy it. If they have it in the back room, you strap it to the back of the car and you drive it home at 20 miles an hour on a freeway when everyone is going 80 and they're beeping at you and it's a mess. Or about 3 or 4 days later, you're home from 9 until 5, and then at 5 after 5, here comes the truck, and it's this big surly man, and he's not a conversationalist, and there it is, your mattress. And it's on your bed, and you have it for the next 10 years at least. What if you didn't have to do it that way? There is a new service, a new way to purchase a mattress, which is proving to be very popular with millennials. Philip Krim greets a visitor in the new Casper showroom designed for locals to come up and check out the Casper mattress, which is only sold online. What's it look like? How does it feel? Is it as comfy as online fans have said? Well, it's all well and good, but come on, what we really want to know is open up that big box and see what happens. Does a big king bed really pop right up out of a box like a jack-in-the-box? Yes, indeed. Krim slices open the box and grabs the folded mattress, which truly does expand once we pull it out of the box. How did they get the bed? A combination of memory and latex foam. Do you want your bed remembering everything that happened in that bed? In there, in the first place, we have these giant machines that compress the bed and fold it up into a sleeve that puts it into a box, says Krim, a Casper co-founder and CEO. Casper's unique bed-in-a-box proposition has taken off in quite a big way, selling $20 million worth in 10 months, with no marketing beyond $50 off social coupons and young fans singing its praises online. Besides traditional retailers like Ortho Mattress, Sit and Sleep, and department stores, Krim competes with other online mattress sellers, including Tuft and Needle and Signature Sleep, and touts longer guarantee periods.
Casper this week opened the new L.A. showroom, stocked with its millennial favorites like Xbox games and a Sonos sound player, along with a Casper King bed, simply as a way to interact with customers and get them to know us, says Krim. The new showroom follows the original in New York City, where Casper is headquartered. Krim and four friends started Casper in 2013 as a way to remake the $13 billion mattress industry and bring it into the tech age. Instead of walking into a showroom and having to choose between memory foam, pocketed coil, firm, or plush, Casper has fewer decisions. There's one kind of mattress, a combination of memory and latex foam available in twin through California king size, starting at $500. A king sells for $950. Krim says his beds are a fraction of what they would cost at retail. For instance, a memory foam king from mattress reseller Sit and Sleep is advertised at $2,600. It was simple, says Lee Hoffman, a recent Casper purchaser from New York. I went to Bloomingdale's and Macy's first, and there were so many options. Mattresses are complex, and there are too many decisions. With Casper, you order the mattress and don't have to think about it at all. On YouTube, people for some reason have recorded themselves opening their boxes. Isn't this amazing? This man is able to sell $20 million of memory foam stuffed into boxes simply by other people doing his work for him and spreading his message on social media. It's amazing. And this has nothing to do with the quality of the product. This is amazing in terms of how this man has learned to be able to harness the power of these 24-year-olds that don't respond to advertising the way they are thought to. Everything in terms of media nowadays, in terms of television, in terms of radio, oh, that younger demographic. We've got to get a hold of that younger demographic. Well, the younger demographic is very busy speaking with each other in their own social circles. This guy threw out $50 social coupons and he sold $20 million worth of memory foam. And he's changing the mattress industry. Isn't this I find this amazing. It's a bunch of memory foam stuffed into a box. Are you going to buy a mattress for you or maybe you and your spouse, you and your partner, whatever, and just throw it on your bed? Yep, $500. There's our mattress. We ordered it online. Are you going to tap away on your phone and order your mattress? Yes, $20 million worth of people did. Let's see. It is the customer response to the bed in a box that Krim said produced $20 million in sales, way higher than the $1.8 million in sales he and his partners had originally projected. Isn't that incredible as well? They projected almost $2 million, and they did more than 10 times that. Krim won't make any predictions for 2015. I learned that predicting the future is not something I do very well, he says. Some $15 million was raised from a variety of venture firms led by New Enterprise Associates, which has backed Evernote and Box. NEA general partner Tony Florence says he was inspired to invest because of the size of the bedding market. Everyone sleeps, and at some point in their life, they do buy a new mattress. Nobody I know who buys a bed has a good experience, he said. It's an obvious category for a new way of doing business. Sales so far are tiny in the overall scheme of things, but we see tons of innings for growth, says Florence. Just ask Trini Kushinerk, who got her new Casper mattress last Friday. The Boston residence lives in a four-floor walk-up, where getting a mattress up the stairs is quite challenging. Getting a box up four flights of stairs is a lot easier, she said. Like many, she took photos of the bed once it erupted from the box. She's thrilled. I'm sleeping really well. Casper beds come with a 100-day guarantee. And if you are looking to buy one, you can check your Twitter feed, because many folks offer links to $50 off coupons. And what if you don't like the bed and you want to return it? Krim says the numbers of returns are very, very low, but if you do fall into the under 1%, know this, you won't have to stuff the bed back into the box, because it simply cannot be done. Casper will come to your place, pick it up, and take it away. Interesting name, Casper. Yes, I thought the same thing. Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost. Do you know a ghost? Do you want to be thinking about a ghost when you're sleeping on a product? Well, I guess if it's a friendly ghost, I guess you can. The mattress is really the secondary part of the story. I think the advertising and just the marketing story here is incredible. I think the guy is really onto something. I think rather than just watching an advertisement on television or listening to it on the radio, if he can create word of mouth, and he obviously has, and when people rely on the opinions of people they deal with all the time, their coworkers, their friends, and they are in contact with these people now 24/7 because of social media, what an amazing way to get your product's name out there, and you have other people do the selling for you. Do you want to sleep on memory foam? I don't know about that either. I had a memory foam pillow. After about 4 weeks, it just had this massive divot in the middle of it. Just it didn't work out after that, but that's just me. And here's the other thing. Going to buy a mattress is very difficult as well. You ever go into one of those stores? These salesmen, they're like car salesmen. Oh, there is my mark. And all of a sudden, you know, which one is coming up to you? Can I help you? As soon as you walk, can I help you? No, you can't help me. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.